Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges, and it's Thursday, so today's the day we try to apply to our lives what we've been looking at all week. We've been looking at rest, so here I am, relaxing in my backyard. It's what rest looks like to a lot of us, and we've been talking through the last 7 weeks about balancing work and rest in our lives. This is actually our final week, and we've been looking in particular at the idea of Sabbath rest, taking a day off a week, but also some other context for that, taking a little time off every day and taking time off in the big picture, annual vacation and things like that, taking some reset time every few years. Every 50 years was even commanded in the Bible, a whole reset for all of society. These were important structures that helped the people of God maintain their health, maintain their sanity, maintain their place as God's chosen people. That they were different from other nations because they had these just structures that reset slavery, that reset debtedness. Now, I used to be really good at resting. I used to run and rock climb, and I used to take time to just relax and do nothing, used to go to movies. Then I got a job. We all know how hard it can be to keep good, healthy structures for rest in our lives. When we have things to do, when we have people depending on us, when we have a job or a career, it can be hard to find structures for rest. And that's what we've been looking at this week, is how we structure for that. One place we'll start is with that day off a week. Now, in Jesus's day, that was very clearly and strictly Saturday. And that was considered the seventh day in a Hebrew week. And when God commanded to rest on the seventh day, that continued on. Now, Christians now generally see Sunday in that vein, because that is the day that Jesus rose from the dead, and it's a way to celebrate that resurrection and to celebrate that Jesus is Lord of the Sabbath. So he rested on the Sabbath day, and then he rose again on the Sunday, and so Christians tend to celebrate Sunday as their day of rest. And I think what's important is not the particular day of the week, as if that's got some magic quality to it, but that it's about what God's original command to take a day of rest in every six. So whichever day it is, how do you carve out and protect time for rest? Well, we asked a friend of Redeem the Commute named Jerry, small business owner, how he has carved out time for rest for his family.
Well, my name's Jerry Ordanis. I'm the owner of GP Bikes in Whitby. We're located at 1100 Champlain Court in Whitby. I've owned GP Bikes for approximately 13 years now. We opened in year 2000, and what started as a small dream, and God gave me a real desire for speed, and I translated that into what I do. Ever since we opened in year 2000, it's been a strong feeling in my heart that it was important to stay closed on Sunday. Number one, it says in the Word, have a day of rest. It says actually keep that day holy. And when I kind of looked it up and understood what that meant, it just didn't mean don't sin on Sunday. I mean, God doesn't want us to sin any day of the week, but I believe he wants us to set it apart. And the word holy means to be set apart. And we need to set that day apart for God. I go to church on Sunday. I try to spend time with my family. We go out, we socialize, we have a meal together, we'll exercise. It's so important to have those family days that you don't take away from what God is calling us to in the grand scheme of things. Family needs to come first, right? So, and I try not to work. I turn off my phone, or I'll have it on silent. And you know, those things are important to guard against. In our busy lifestyle, our Blackberries are our iPhones are always in our hand, they're in our pockets, and they can disrupt those precious moments that we can have with family and friends. I think it clearly says that we should have one day that we're gonna rest in the week. that I truly felt that we can accomplish what we need to accomplish in 6 days. And when we go against God's design for our lives, we're not really built to work 7 days straight and be effective and productive. And I found that with my own life, I find that with our staff's life. After bike show, sometimes some people are offloading trucks, you know, and you know, working like, 8 days, 9 days straight. It's a lot of weight on them, and it's very important that even God rested on the seventh day. And I believe we're in turn to do the same. Other benefits, I just believe God's favor's on it. You know, when you take a day off and you honor that, God will make the other 6 days way more productive in the time that you do work by honoring that one day off. I don't really feel like I've sacrificed anything. I feel like it's natural that we have that day off, and the week is incomplete without it. I can't recharge, so I don't really see it as a sacrifice. I sacrifice when I don't take that day off, and it hurts me, my family, my staff. I built GP bikes with used motorcycles, and I would go out on the road and buy used motorcycles. I remember I was very good at buying bikes. I would drive around, and then sometimes I would find a good deal, and I didn't have anything to do on Sunday after you know, I had time on my hands, and I'd go and buy a bike. I'd go out, like, drive up north. It would turn out to be such a piece of junk. It was just a big waste of time. And I drove home this one day. I drove 2.5 hours up north, and I felt the Lord saying, keep my day for doing, you know, basically nothing, and you will be fruitful. And by getting that bike that day, I just realized that, you know what? I'm just spinning my wheels trying to work on this extra day. Should just spend it at home. I get a lot of people say, oh man, why don't you open Sundays? You know, I live in, you know, West End Toronto, and I can only come out here on Saturday or Sunday. You should open Sundays. And it gives me a great segue to basically tell them why I do stay closed on Sunday. And yeah, they've given me a bit of a hard time, but then usually people say, okay, I respect that, and that's good. So, you know, it usually turns into a good opportunity to tell them why I do it. I don't think the Sabbath should be something that we view as a religious thing, where if we don't do anything on that day. Remember, Jesus healed someone on Sunday, and he was chastised by the Jewish Pharisees of his time. And Jesus said, is it good to do good on the actual Sabbath, or is it good to do evil? Well, it's obviously good to do good on every day. But I think the idea of having a Sabbath is just to take the time off. Don't work. Give it to God and make time for God in our lives on that seventh day. And if I could just say, don't be religious about it. Be genuine, be sincere, and you know, we'll find joy and peace in that. My, I guess, personality, I'm very about do, get it, you know, get it done, work hard at whatever you're doing. I don't think I'd be in the season of my life yet to take a year off, but we're finding sometimes we're taking a week or even 2 weeks off in summertime, wintertime, really enjoying time away from work. And when we do, it's refreshing, it's recharging, and you really feel God's delight when, you know, you've worked hard for 6 months and you take some, you know, time off. It's just excellent. I really enjoy that. So not yet a year off, a year of jubilee. Maybe when I hit 50, that will be my year of jubilee, and I'll take a year off. But no, I really enjoy working. I feel it's part of my call. I feel it's part of what I do. I enjoy getting up in the morning and, you know, selling bikes, telling people about Christ, and just doing everything that I do.
In addition to helping Jerry just find time for rest, we know that for Jerry's family, it's a teaching moment for them. His children know what's important to him, that he's not just about money, that there's more to him than building a successful business and making a lot of money. He probably gives up some opportunities to make money by taking a day off every week. But it teaches his children about what's most important in life and what's most important in their father and mother's life. It's not just money. God is at the center of their family's life, and everything else, including work, revolves around that. They are not the center. It's also a witness to others when Jerry takes a day off from work every week. It tells others something about what's important to this business, that they value more than just money, but they value the health and livelihood of their employees, of themselves as the owners. It's a witness to others. People who are stuck in the workaday world, not able to take a rest, not able to get their minds off work, always feeling they have to be doing more, working more. When they see somebody who's willing to do something very countercultural, close their business and lose money as a result, they're learning something about God. They're learning something about life. They're learning that there could be more to their life as well than just making money. Well, our contexts, our industries, our families are all different from Jerry's. They're different from mine. Everybody has a particular context to deal with. And so as we conclude this series on work and rest, I really want to encourage you to consider what it would look like in your life to carve out and protect time for rest. So my challenge for you is to find at least 4 people in your line of work. Ask them how they handle their need for rest, leisure, and restoration. Ask them how that looks on a weekly basis and how that looks on a yearly basis. And then ask them to keep you accountable. I want you to design some structures and enlist some people who can help you be accountable to your structures for rest. Find ways to make this not just about your willpower, but to have a community around you helping. Community is really important. It's an important part of following Jesus in balancing our work and rest and everything else that that entails. And that's why these challenges, this Redeem the Commute mobile app or website, however you're accessing this information, is much more than just sort of an online repository for teaching. We're meaning to start a new community, a community of people who are learning what it means to follow Jesus in their context, which is probably the busy workaday world of being a commuter in the GTA. We're starting a new community. We're going to be having some of our first public events this fall in just a few weeks, and we'd love to hear from you and meet you. If you feel like you've been doing this alone, you're not. You're part of a growing community of people who are following these teachings as they go about their daily lives and who are seeing their lives transformed. And I'd love for you to hear some of their stories, because it's hard for us to tell our stories when we're not face-to-face all the time. So as we have opportunities to meet face-to-face, I hope you'll take us up on it and you'll come out and meet me and others in this community. We're going to be having our first event soon. Check our website and mobile app to see what comes next. Whether it's our Christianity 101 course starting later in September, or maybe our outdoor movie night, or our beer, wings, and trivia night. Hope to see you there soon. Bye for now.